Hello, everybody. I'm Joe Boguist, N3AIN at Hotmail.com, welcoming you to Radio in the Dark, this time part 4 of the Kenwood TS-590 tutorials. Okay, what we're going to do today is we're going to use the control software from Kenwood to control the radio from your computer and show you just how nice it is to go through the menus and all the settings and how nice it is that the Kenwood software will tell you what the menu does, unlike just using the VGS1 voice guide where that only tells you what the menu number is and what parameter the menu is set to. If you use the software from Kenwood, it tells you that, but it also tells you what the menu is. It's very important to know that, of course, because you don't want to change a setting on a menu if you only know what it's set to, but not what the menu does. So let's get started right away, and I'll tell you what we're going to do first. I've already done this, but what you're going to need, if you didn't already do this, is you're going to need two things. If you're using a USB cable to the computer and the radio, you're going to need the ARCP590 software plus the virtual COM port driver for the radio. If you're only using a DB9 serial cable, you don't need the virtual COM port drivers. But if you're using a newer computer that's 4 years old or newer, it probably doesn't have a serial port on it, so you're probably using a USB cable. So what you want to do is go to the Kenwood site, and to find that, I used Google as my search engine, and I went to the edit field, and I just typed in Kenwood software. And the first thing that came up in the search results was the one I entered on, and actually, I typed in Kenwood Amateur Software, I think, and the first thing that came up was the area where you can get all the software, all the Kenwood rigs. And you can, of course, go to the 590 software. The first thing that came up in the 590 was the updates, firmware updates. But you don't need that, probably. If you do, well, you can go ahead and do that, but that's for another chapter. We're not going to go into how to update the radio, at least probably not at all in this tutorial. But anyway, you go to the 590 software for the ARCP590, and then you go to the virtual COM port drivers. You download the both and install them, and then you can run the radio from the computer. So assuming you've already done that, let's turn the radio on with the computer, and I'll show you how all this works.
Start menu, internet.
Going to the software now.
Leaving menus, folder view, list view, ARCP590.
Okay, I'm on it now. I'm going to hit the enter key on my computer. By the way, I'm using JAWS as my screen reader, as you can tell.
Power button.
If you're using NVDA, this will work too, but I haven't tried it, but I'm sure it will. This software is very, very screen reader friendly. So let's hit the space bar on the power button and see if it turns the radio on.
Connect button.
There
power
it
button
is.
Power button.
VFO. And the radio came on. 1, 8, 1, 2, 8, 6, 7. Okay, now let's tab to the menus.
Connect button. Menu functions, multifunctions, menu functions, button.
Now, here they are. Now, I have to explain something. The menus are grouped in categories. It's really nice the way they did this with this software. Each category gives you the parameters that are all related to each other. For instance, well, you'll see what I mean. Let me just go through them, and you'll see as I go through them. This puts everything in a nice, neat bundles so you can know what's going on.
Multifunctions button.
What you want to do here, first of all, you have two things. You have
menu functions button.
Menu functions, and that will tell you all 87 menus.
Multifunctions button.
Or you have multifunctions to get to that I tabbed once. Multifunctions mean functions that are controlling more than one thing with the press of the same button. For instance, the button for the mic gain also gives you carrier level. So those are the multifunctions. Okay, we'll go through that later on. But first, we're going to go through all the menus.
Menu functions button.
Now, what we want here, we backtabbed back to that.
Multifunctions button. Menu functions button.
And we're going to hit enter on the menu functions.
Multifunctions button. List view 01. Operator interface.
Okay, now what we want is what we landed on, the 01, the operator interface. This is where it puts all the menus in groups that are related to each other. Okay, so let's tab and you'll see exactly what I mean.
List view 000, display brightness.
Okay, now the display brightness is menu 000. Now, what we're going to get when we tab here,
list view 4,
is 4. That's the default setting for the brightness of the display on the screen of the radio.
Menu AB, but
okay.
List view 4.
Now, if you wanted to change that brightness, you would just arrow up or down to 3 or 5 or whatever.
3.
3, arrowing up.
4.
Back arrowing down to 4. I'm going to just leave it at 4. You could even turn this off if you can't see at all. But then if a sighted person needs to do anything with your radio, they won't be able to help you with it. Or if you don't want a sighted person to know what the heck's going on with the radio or be able to even control it, you can turn that off and they won't be able to do a thing with it. They'll be more blind than you will as a blind person with the thing. But I don't recommend you doing that because you might need help sometime with the radio. Anyhow, so that's 4. Now, let's back tab.
List view 000, display brightness.
Now, that's 000. Let's go to the next menu by arrowing down.
001, backlight color. 001, backlight color.
This is also in that first group because it deals with the display. Now, we tab once more and see what the settings are there.
List view, amber.
Amber. See, that's the backlight color. Now, to change the color, again, we arrow up or down.
Amber 102.
Amber is the first one, so we can only arrow down.
Green.
Now, we can change it to green.
Amber.
But amber is the default. I'll leave it at that.
List view 001, backlight color.
We're going to back tab twice and go back to 001, backlight color. Now, here's arrowing down to the second.
002, panel key response for double functions. 002, panel key response for double functions.
This is another one in this same group. And if we tab twice.
List view medium.
We find that that's set to medium. And again, to now change the parameter in this group. In this particular setting in this group, we arrow up or down. I'm going to leave it where it is, at medium.
List view 002, panel key response for double functions.
To get back to the menu number, we backwards tabbed twice by hitting the shift tab twice. Okay, now let's arrow down to the next menu. There are no more in this group because that's all that we have in this group as far as it goes, because they're the only ones in the group that are related. The brightness setting and the color for the screen display. Okay, so that's very, very neatly put together like that. That group is all by itself. So to get to the next grouping, when you land on operator interface by shift tabbing or backwards or forwards, then you go down arrow to the
02 volume 3 of 26
second one after the operator interface. Okay,
02 volume 3 of 26.
02 is volume, and of course that's 3 of 26. There are 26 groups here in this menu setup. Now let's tab to see what the many things are in the volume grouping by tabbing to it.
List view not selected 003, beep volume.
Okay, we have beep volume. Now these are all the settings for the volume group. We have beep volume.
004, side tone volume.
Arrowing down, we have the side tone volume.
005, message playback volume. 005, message playback volume.
The next one is the message playback volume. Arrowing down, And those are the three. And again, to get to all these settings, to change them, all we have to do is tab. And when we're focused on each of them, whichever one we're focused on, then tabbing will get you to the ability to change that particular one that you're focused on. I'll show you.
List view, 4.
I tabbed twice, and it went to 4. That's the volume setting for...
List view, 005, message playback volume.
The message playback, okay? Okay, so let's go to the next grouping now.
List view, 02, volume.
To get to that, we, again, shift-tabbed in reverse.
03, voice guide.
Okay, 03 is the voice guide.
List view, not selected, 006, voice guide volume.
Voice guide volume. Now let's arrow down and see what else is in the voice guide grouping.
007, voice guide speed.
The voice guide speed, voice guide volume.
008, voice guide language. 008, voice guide language. 009, auto announcement. 009, auto announcement.
And that's it for the voice guide. That's it for that grouping. Now again, to change the parameter in whichever setting you want to change in that grouping, you just tab to the area that you can arrow up or down to change it. Tab twice forward.
List view on.
On. Now, I have to give you a little tip on this voice guide. If you don't want the radio to be so chatty as far as the VGS1, if you turn this voice guide off, it won't. The only thing it will tell you then is what frequency you're set to when you press the PF1 button, or it will tell you the S meter reading if you press the PF2 button, if you have it set to those. But it won't tell you anything when you turn the radio on. It won't tell you the mic gain settings when you press the button for the mic gain, or it won't tell you the keyer speed settings or the setting for the noise blanker or any of those things. If you know what they are or you know how to change them without having to hear all that chattiness, you can leave this turned off and you won't get as much interruption from the VGS1 that way.
List view, 009, auto announcement.
So at this point, I'm going to let Jaws do most of the talking now and just go down and show you all the rest of the menus and what they're named. So you can just listen to Jaws from now, and I'll shut up and let Jaws speak. Okay, here we are now, 009, auto announcement. And now let's just turn this thing over to Jaws and let it speak.
List view, 03, voice guide. 04, tuning, 04, tuning. 05, memory channel, 05, memory channel. 06, scan, 06, scan. 07, auto mode. 08, DSP function. 09, equalizer. 10, CW, 10, CW. 11, FSK, 11, FSK. 12, FM. 13, TX control. 14, transverter. 15, antenna tuner, 15, antenna tuner. 16, linear amplifier, 16, linear amplifier. 17, message, 17, message. 18, split transfer. 19, TX inhibit, 19, TX inhibit. 20, PC communication. 21, external audio input output, 21, external audio input output. 22, external accessory control, 22, external accessory control. 23, timer, 23, timer. 24, PF key. 25, message.
And those are the 25 groups. And again, to get to the ability to change the setting in each group, all you have to do is tab to that area, and then you can arrow up or down to change the parameter in that particular setting in the group. I hope I'm making it clear. I hope you understand. If you don't, just call me up or write to me, I should say, and I will tell you how to do it. I'll talk you through it. Well, let me just go to one of the groups again, and we'll just go through it just one more time. Let's go to one more and just go through it again, just in case I'm not explaining this well, because sometimes I don't explain things as well as I think I could. Let's arrow to a group that we can change stuff in.
10CW.
Let's see what's in CW. We have that highlighted. Now let's tab to the group here.
List view not selected 032 electronic key or mode.
Okay, there we go. This is one of the things we can change. Now let's arrow down.
033 key and priority over playback. 034 CWTX pitch TX site tone frequency. 034 CWTX pitch TX site tone frequency.
Again, this selects each group in the CW area.
035 CW rise time. 035 CW rise time. 036 CW waiting. 036 CW waiting.
And to change each of these individually, you tab to the field where you can arrow up and down to change it.
037 reverse CW waiting. 037 reverse CW waiting. 038 bug key function. 038 bug key function.
See how nice this is set up? It's really, really well done.
039 reverse dot and dash keying. 039 reverse dot and dash keying. 040 make up DWN key function. 040 make up DWN key function.
That's if you want to use the microphone as a paddle, if you don't have a key or paddle.
041 auto CWTX when keying an SSD. 041 auto CWTX when keying an SSD. 042 frequency correction for SSD to CW change. 042 frequency correction for SSD to CW change.
Now let's tab to that now and see what we can do there. Let's tab twice now that we have this focused.
List view off.
Off.
On.
Arrowing down or on. Arrowing back up, let's turn it back off.
Off.
Because we don't want that. A shift tab backwards twice now and get back to that.
List view 042 frequency correction for SSD to CW change.
Okay, let's see if there's any more in the CW grouping. Arrowing down.
043, no break in while adjusting keying speed. 043, no break in while adjusting keying speed.
Let's see what we get there. Let's tab to that field.
List view off. On.
Off or on. Arrowing down turns that on. Let's arrow back
off.
Up to turn it off.
List view 043, no break in while adjusting keying speed.
Okay, that's everything in the CW group. Okay, so that's the way this works. Really, really nice. That's all we're going to do for this time. And if you have any questions, again, just write to n3ain@hotmail.com, and I'll try to sort it out better for you. Okay, I think that should explain it, though. But if you do have any questions, I'll still help you further. With that, that's it for this one. This is Joe Boguist, n3ain@hotmail.com, saying 73, and enjoy your 590.